Hello. I'm going to sing your heaven and hell song.
I'll be the intro. I'm going to be the intro today. Is that okay, ladies?
Yeah. Please, do it. I was going to say if you had a song, okay. Do it.
Okay. The redundancy, the repetitiveness, whatever words you like. I know it gets tough, but, you know, sometimes it just keeps drawing and drawing for me. So I have to. I just have to. It's, by the way, it's my show now, isn't it? I wonder how the sound will work out today in a powerless building that has so much power. I'll do my best, everyone. Won't be able to do the whole take because the skills in this body might be a little different than the other one. We see the light of those who find the world has passed them by. Too late to save a dream that's growing cold. We realize that fate must hide its face from those who try to see the distant signs of unfortunate. Oh, oh.
Come back, finish the song.
Okay, I'll keep going. From a haze came a rage of thunder, distant signs of darkness on the way. Fading cries, scream of pain and hunger. But in the night, the light will guide your way. Your way. Oh, take hold of the flame. You've got nothing to lose, but everything to gain. Throw down the chains of oppression that binds you. With the air of freedom, the flame goes bright. We are the strong. The youth united, we are one, we are children of the light. Oh, then, take hold of the flame. Take hold of the flame. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Wow, very animated today, QS. Queensryche, take hold of the flame. Hope that helped everyone get going here today.
That was so good. That was so perfect. Oh my goodness. Right. That was perfect for the show that we've had a hard time getting you on. That's great.
It's fun to, when it's not to make light of it. Yes, it is to make light of it. When you see yourself and all these other expressions of yourself, it's funny how the personality traits bleed through each, and that's what all of you are doing. I remember being that person. And in fact, one day I acted like them. And so even when I hear my voice in this body, I notice that I start becoming more that representation of myself, and I start sounding more. So when I do, the songs are very therapeutic for me because those personality traits give me comfort that I did that. I'm doing this. You can see we're starting to share the same personalities based on our expression of a day in a different body. And so, I don't know how to sing, but somehow when I get excited, I can sing, would be my general opinion. And then I sound like what I used to be in another body. And I was like, wow. Oh, I get it. Anyway, sorry to be so long-winded on my show, by the way, ladies. what do you guys want to play with today? I know Aloha set me up today, but
she did. I want to do a joke. You said you wanted to do clown jokes. I wrote a joke for you. A clown.
Cool. All clone or clown jokes are great for me because I play with clones a lot. I have a very good model for tripping them up so you can prove if it's a clone or not. I might make a book, How to Prove Your Friend's a Clone, I think is going to be the name of it. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote a clone joke just for you, but I have one from the Star Wars Clone Wars, so you have to go along with it. It's a knock-knock joke. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Okay, knock-knock.
I'll take the bait. Who's there?
I'm a clone.
How do I know?
No, you have to go along with the joke.
Okay, fine. Clone who?
I'm a clone who? I'm a clone whose effort is no longer profitable. That's a line from the movie.
Okay, I get that.
And I am so good. Good, huh?
That was clever. That's clever. I did not see that one coming. Okay, that was clever.
Okay. Yeah, that took some brain effort on my part, I'll tell you.
Really, guess like. Where? So that's what you do when you're not doing these shows, huh? Okay, great. Well, good use of your time.
Actually, I was writing it during your show.
I'm right here.
All right.
I'm smiling and listening.
Go ahead, Q. I'm sorry I stepped all over you.
No, Okay, so what do we want to work on today? What do we want to play with? What's inspiring you? It is the Inspired with Q show, so can't rely on my listeners to help me carry me. So you're carrying me today, I would see.
Hello?
I am inspired. We talked on the last show, being Inspired with Q show, about placeholders, and you told me something fun that I could do. And I am coming to you today live from beautiful San Diego at the Mission Bay Resort. And I'm right outside the Mission Bay Resort gift shop. And I wanted to ask you, I didn't ask you before, would you tell me what a placeholder is? Or would you tell us?
Okay, so is there someone at the, now remember, I didn't tell you when to go or what day to go or whatever, but is there someone that feels a little familiar there?
Okay, I'm outside. I haven't gone in, but I do want to go in during the show so that I can come back and tell you what happened.
How about Sunshine and I chat for a bit, and you go see if you can find someone that feels a little familiar. Just mute your phone. And the goal is, if you can find someone, say, hey, I know someone that might know you and knows a lot about ant hills and ancient history. Is that something familiar to you? So something, I want them to be your words, but something around ant hills and ancient history. Let's see if you do find that person, get unmuted and come back out. I think I found a placeholder. Or now, a very familiar relationship. Is that okay? And then Sunshine and I will carry the show while you're gone. Is that all right?
Yes. Am I looking for a young lady?
I'm not going to tell you anything other than that.
Okay. I'm on my way right now.
You use your feelings.
Okay. I'll be back shortly.
Okay. All right. Sunshine, it's up to you and me.
Okay. Okay, well, just after your call with Conscious Cowboy, I love how you called out Weyerhaeuser on Homestead, and it made me laugh out loud because I know that place. And so I just wanted to say kudos on that one, because that one is definitely a place that needs to be on the radar. You said you really love to talk about a fish sandwich, that we're supposed to talk to you about a fish sandwich. So talk to me about a fish sandwich.
Okay, so one of the things, and you don't have to use that topic.
Okay.
But I use that model is so if you go into a restaurant that, let's say, you can order, sushi places are pretty good at this. I want to get an order of nigiri sushi, so hotate or whatever it is, and they come in twos.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you get the mini sandwiches that come in twos. Like, so how many sandwiches come in my order, too? Okay, could I get two of those? Okay, and what happens is they only bring one order. So most clones can't understand that. So they don't break apart the intelligence. They're not following you. So right. Now use my model, and you can do it a lot of different ways. So a lot of times, one of the best techniques is to say things twice. Boy, it's really stormy out, very stormy out today. And a lot of times the clones come back, yeah, it's really stormy out, it's really stormy out, it's really stormy out. So you can do it that way. And it works a lot of times, especially cashier, any cashier activity is fun too. Do you want $30, do you want $30 or $30? And they go, we'd like $30 and $30. Or so if you create adders, if you make duplication in your conversation, most cases you can trip them up if you're in suspect. And if they're not a clone, they'll go, why'd you say that twice? So it's not as if you're embarrassing it, but it is a psionic capability. A lot of the aliens in politics, so if you can trip. The reason a Nancy Pelosi, Kalama Harris, notice I said it correct, Kalama Harris, Mr. Schumer. So the reason they don't talk to me and they don't arrest me for calling them aliens is they know that I'm right, number one. And number two, they don't really understand how we work. They're completely different than us. But they have a body and they're animating it. They have no idea how to be like us, to use our heart center as our primary decision-making process. So anyway, clones, dark beings, in bodies, whatever word you like, the degree in which we clone people here is all over the place.
Right.
So I can get a 5% in a body, I can get a 10% in a body, but nothing like us. They're not even close. So anyway, that's fun for me in any given day. And then now working with them is even more weird because I have like my favorite organic store I go to, natural goods store, and there's a clone there. And so I always test if the clone will show up because I'm inspired to go get fresh vegetables or, you know, whether I'm growing my own. So I've got to go to the seed store at some point. And so is the clone going to be there because I'm inspired to go get my new seeds to grow or was the clone already there? So that's what I play with. And most cases, the clone is initiating life upon my arrival. Pretty interesting,
wow.
Huh?
Wow.
So the clone didn't exist. Okay, and I'll show you how it happens. I'm envisioning going to my farm and garden store, getting some mm-hmm. seeds, and I remember that clone was there. When I get to the store now, and I remember the clone usually works there, it shows up. But if I didn't think about the clone being there, my favorite cashier that I don't like, then it wouldn't be there. So if I wouldn't process that information, that's my great joy to explain that to you. We're the ones creating their environment for them because we're the ones creating the universe.
Interesting.
It works that, and it's even more supple than I'm explaining.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to jump on my questions down to one. The last show that we were on 2 weeks ago, you talked about, you threw a sideways little comment in, and I picked up on it a little late, but I still picked up on it whenever you said that I'm doing a little banking, am I? Yes, I'm doing a little banking whenever it talked about some of the stuff that I'm dealing with at work. And so, as you mentioned earlier today, some of us see troubles in our periscope. I thought that was awesome. You were also talking about courts changing from how to stop us to an attitude of how may we help you. So what is the most advantageous way for a light being employee, aka Sunshine, to prepare for federal court, go to court, and participate in court without stepping into the hamster wheel and being pulled onto their playing field we know as the Matrix? So what described is one of my key points. It's just what's there. Go ahead.
So when you pick up that envelope out of the mailbox and you have a hearing date, you have a choice to ignore it or throw it in the you know, throw in the garbage or participate. Isn't that fair to say?
Yes, but I'm going to add a caveat to that. If it were my mailbox, yes, but as being in the matrix as an employee, I am the expert employee on the other side. So by my employer is, you know, my employer is saying that I will go. And I understand.
Do you think I'm going to pay you one day?
If you would, I would dance at your I would dance at your no pants party.
Okay, kind of scares me. Anyway, okay. So
somebody's back.
Isn't the payment about the self recognition of ourselves as an example? So give me a better example of what you're starting to toil with, play with. Are you going to go and participate with some drama that's outside yourself where you might know that you can make a difference? Is that what you're getting at?
I will make a difference because I know the truth and how to protect the city. If I don't go, then the city will not be protected. Is that what you're asking?
Do you feel you can make a difference?
I do feel I can make a difference, but I don't want to get on the matrix. I don't want to get on their playing field to do it. I want to do it on my playing field.
Outstanding. So one of the overviews of the love and light dialogue here is the misconception that you have to be friendly to everyone. When if it feels right to defend yourself, what's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just, and I guess that's my question. Yeah.
If you're excited about change, as an example, I'm really excited about getting people free on their land, as an example. So if that's exciting to me, that's what I'm curious about. We shouldn't doubt ourselves. This looks really fun. I want to clean the garage up is really fun. So that's how I see everything. It's very simple. I don't really appreciate my neighbor getting their house taken from them. Where all this started for me. I'm like, this doesn't feel good at all. I think I can make a difference if it doesn't happen. So pick a topic, but for the most part, it should, in duality here, you have a lot of options. So have fun with it, because at the end of the day, the next generation is going to be you. So you might as well, you know, pave the way. You made everything you're living in right now, you made. There's not one thing here that you did not create. Everyone on the call here, everyone's listening, all this dimensional reality that you've inherited was made by you. Pretty interesting, huh?
It is interesting, and I know Aloha's there, but I'm going to ask one other question to that. So we all create it, but can you get sucked into somebody else's timeline? You're creating on their timeline. You didn't start it, but now you're on theirs.
100%. But your inspiration will win out if it's true. So
perfect.
Even in a defensive mode, if you have the higher ground because you're inspired, is what I'm doing my best to teach is explain. This feels good to me. I really can mow my lawn on Sundays. I know people that live in HOAs, they're not allowed to water their lawn because we're out of water in California. Really, where did it go? The water planet lost all its water. and I sat in many water department meetings. So, dear scientists, where did the water go?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. So I fought many times for water, for many associations, just to prove that the water didn't go anywhere. You just aren't very good at getting it.
Awesome. This is really good. Thank you. That helped me. That helped me a lot. I really appreciate it.
It does. It is a great question. It's a very profound question because we doubt ourselves in that. Gosh, I should probably have some water. I'm a water being. In fact, if I don't have water, I'll die. So I probably should stand up for myself to have water in this case. Mm-hmm. I should probably be able to have a toilet that flushes water, et cetera, et cetera. So How can you deny yourself of things like that that are just natural? Maybe you would call them natural laws. I'm here living as a mammal, and I should probably have that.
That's really good. Thank you so much. I think you have an aloha for you. It was very helpful. Thank you.
She sounds really, I can feel her excitement. There's something happening.
I know.
What happened?
I know.
What happened? Okay. What happened?
All right. Well, I did walk in to the gift shop. I saw one person there behind the register. I walked around a little bit, and then I went up to the register. She said, "Can I help you?" And I said that I'm here, and I have a mutual. There's someone.
Okay, hang on. Now, you don't know that. No, hang on. Let me hold you up. Now, you don't know yet, or do you know that we have mutual friendships?
Oh, I thought on the last call.
No, I'm saying to you that when you see the person in the gift shop, do you feel like that's someone you might know?
No.
So then why would you ask the question? Because they can interchange. Now, go ahead and describe the person at the gift shop for everyone.
All right, it was a woman. She had kind of long hair. It might have been red. And, okay. Yeah.
Okay, now I want you to go again and go back in and ask, do you know where Gail, does Gail still work here? Can you do that again?
Yes. I'll be right back.
Okay. Joan or Gail, use either word. Is Joan or Gail used to work here, or are they still work here? And then ask if they're still in the area. Can you do that for us?
Yes, I'll be right back.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
That's awesome.
This is really fun. Yeah. This is fun in many different ways.
It's so good.
Anyway,
live reality. Radio is fun.
Okay, so what we're looking for is about a 6'1" black woman that she is also in. And so hopefully she's not listening to us. And so she'll know exactly that it's has a part of her. But, you know, it's
so cool.
We didn't plan on which day she's going to go there. But I'm pretty sure I got this right. But anyway, let's see if she catches up with this gal. Anyway, it is tricky to trust yourself. Is that what you're getting at, Sunshine?
I keep telling, I have to be a little cryptic for obvious reasons. I keep telling the person that I report to, I'll leave it at that, trust me, we have everything we need. It's all documented. We have everything we need. So I'm confident in that. But where I'm going is I know that as a sovereign citizen, leaving it kind of like that, that when I step into the court system, it's stepping onto their playing field. You know what I mean? And so that's what I'm saying is I don't want to be pulled onto their playing field and playing in their matrix. I want to stay in my sovereignness, if that makes sense. And, you know, I know there's a lot of stuff that goes along with that as well. But yes, it was so helpful because I know I can make a difference in this particular situation. I don't want to share too much on the radio, but in this particular situation, it has repeated and repeated and repeated it with different entities and different jurisdictions and stuff. And now it's hitting us. And I'm like, no, we've got this. So it was very, very helpful. And I am confident that I can make a difference for the good and against the evil. So.
Yeah. So, you know, the defiance that we might, you can actually see the Bible and the love and light team. Let's make a fence between love and light and the Bible. So two different belief systems.
Yep.
They actually have the same thing regarding creating doubt about standing in your your true light, your true self, your true authenticity. So the right. Love and Light group, they say, oh, just butterflies and oh, don't harm anyone. Just be nice. Just right. We're going to meditate on Saturday on 11/11 and we're going to have so much fun meditating and we're going to do like some kind of circle thing. I'll be careful with my words. Anyway.
Yes.
Because circle jerk is probably what it is. Anyway, what I'm learning about these.
You said it anyway.
Yeah, these women are meditating on their menstrual cycle in Australia at a certain day and time. I was like, you've got to be kidding. Is this abduction camp or what? Okay, so there's the women club that's sort of going. Yeah, and I'm not kidding. That got to see a lot of them, got to interview a lot of them. Okay, so you believe that you guys will never, I got to stop now. That was too much.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Bible is the same thing, and it takes it takes your authenticity away that's not right. You have to be good. And by the way, we'll see you Sunday. Just be good. Just be good. Thou now shall, you shall not throw rocks at your neighbor. Yeah, but he started it. Okay.
Exactly. Right.
But he threw the rocks first, and he's still throwing them. We might have an argument there. So wouldn't we have fun with really holding our ground in what feels right?
Yeah,
I think you're observing it perfectly. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate the input. We have Aloha back or keep going?
Yes.
Okay.
Back. All right. So the woman at the cash register said there is no Joan or Gail there.
Hotel manager.
That's the hotel manager?
Yeah.
That's the hotel manager. Hotel manager. There was this great gal that used to run. Her name was Joan or Gail. She was so incredible. We'll do that one next.
I'll be right back.
See, anybody in management there? Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay.
So you mentioned earlier today, I'd like you to teach us more about the nomadic trade and the legacy generations on the planet. You've mentioned that, but you just kind of breezed over it. Is there something else that you could add to that? Is that something you'd like to talk about?
Like what?
Like what is the nomadic trade?
Okay.
What are the nomadic traits?
Is that self-explanatory?
Obviously not for Sunshine.
Okay, so nomadic trade was really about sharing information. You know, and the mermaid and I, we worked really hard on it. How would we explain what it was like to go up and down from Africa to Norway? Russia to India. And we've done it so many times, you know, we get tired of listening to ourselves. You know, because it's so repetitive for us. How do people not see this? So when we get a river system, that was one of many tools. You used animals, you used carriages. There's so many ways to be nomadic. If you look at the Salish tribes from Alaska to California, canoes, all of these were very normal for us to go to and from, and share knowledge we learned up north. We learn from down south, and by the way, we have different byproducts. So if I have dried elk, dried venison up north, and everyone has dried salmon down south, you would have, you know, you'd have a, well, it was just a natural system. Well, when you get to this other region, you share information. And so the one that stands out the most is when you go to Merida, Yucatan, Quintana Roo, those people are a little different than you, aren't they?
Yes.
Did you notice that they sleep for 4 hours a day after lunch?
Yes.
they live with their family for 4 hours after lunch. They siesta, that's the leftovers of it. Why would I need to work any more today? I've already worked today. I'm going to live my life now. And I'm going to help. And when I go to work, I'm actually just going to be there to help people. I'm a cobbler. I make shoes.
Right.
Things like that.
So this lines right up with, I was wondering if this would, my conscious co-op, my creative co-op.
Mm-hmm.
So it's totally just barter. It's bartering for this. I have this, you have that. I have dried berries, you have dried meat.
Yeah, it's really a supply service, but for the most part, how would you know another culture needs anything until you got there? You really don't. Look at how we're with the telecommunications industry. You can see that it's fooling our dimensional reality, because how do I know what's going on in Russia if I don't look on the news channel? And by the way, I dare you to get any real news out of Russia. So you can prove that you're being mind controlled. Get me a news station that you can watch 24 hours a day in Russia. You can't do it, can you?
No. No.
Now, why is that? Why is that?
Because they control the media.
They do not want to participate with aliens. Could be one of their answers.
Right. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
They don't
sense.
Participate with any jackasses. North Korea does not want their belief system participated with. We can do it 1,000 different ways, can't we?
Right. That's really good. That's really good.
So do you talk to anybody in the Amazon River Basin?
I do not.
What do you think their dimensional reality is like?
I don't know, because I don't know. I haven't talked to them.
You know, I bet you they're really happy, except for the people that are trying to destroy their forest.
The rainforest, yeah.
But that's their home. So the only problem they have is with the people that are on their computers, aren't in telling them they need more surplus of et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, is she back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, anything happen? Anything?
Okay, so the young manager that came out said they've been here for 13 months. The other manager that's not here now has been here 6 months, and the name Gail or Joan is not any name that they've seen.
Okay, now, beautifully done. It's because you're gone.
Okay, so I'm gone. Now, tell me what that means exactly.
And you used to work there.
I used to work there recently as Gail or Joan. And okay, I'm gone.
And so, yep, you're not animating that body. Now, if you got a legacy employee there, they would remember you, her. And so if you do make a phone call and talk to, you know, senior management, now notice that you said something really incredible to us. You said these people haven't been here very long, have they?
Right.
So where did all those people go?
They're not animating those bodies either.
That's right. So you'll find someone there that knows Joan.
Okay.
Okay. You'll find someone there. I assure you.
Right.
And that was you, and I knew you in that body, not this one. You cool with that?
I'm cool, yes. I am.
Okay.
So tell me about Joan, or how you know Joan, or tell me whatever you want to tell me.
Well, so the way you animated that body was absolute endless curiosity. Isn't that what you're doing now?
Yes.
So, look how fun this is. It's, you haven't changed a bit, even though you're in a different body, is what I'm doing my best to explain. Watch this one. She lived in public housing in San Diego.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to keep going.
Keep going.
Okay, see if something feels familiar. We would have an occasional interaction out on the boardwalk just north of Mission Bay. So out towards the Ferris wheel and all that stuff out there, right?
Okay.
Does that feel familiar?
Keep going.
Okay, and then we would do it. We didn't know why we were attracted to each other, because we were completely different opposites. But we knew we had an attraction to each other that had nothing to do with physicality. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. And so it grew from there, and then the spontaneity and the creativity started to bloom into a relationship. In not a new relationship, an ancient relationship. So I guarantee you that person is still here, and you're the one animating that person. And you'll know if and when you find that person, you're going to have a relationship with them that will hold you dead still. You'll go, I know what's going on. Yep. And that's what all of us are going through to some degree is, I don't know why I'm calling this guy on Saturday to talk to him, but I just have this feeling I know him. And I know, you know me, I know you, is going to be more, that's what I'm doing my best to explain, because you share so, your placeholders are so vast. You're in a lot of bodies here.
Yes.
Is what I'm doing my best to explain. So I'm going to do my best to catalyze one and put them right in front of you.
Because that's beautiful.
It is really fun to have more stimulation from us, from all of us. So thank you for making the trip down there. That's so incredible.
Well, it was so perfect that I'm here during the show. It was perfect timing. I drove someone here. They needed to be here at 12. And I'm like, this is great. And I knew that this location was 15 minutes away from where I dropped off somebody, and it was perfect. And what I'd like to ask you is, so in the last show, you mentioned that we had a meeting that was profound, which would have been when I came to San Diego years ago and we were on the pier, and you said it was profound, and I wanted you to tell me what you meant by that.
When,
if you would.
Thank you. When you can see vast amounts of knowledge, what was profound for me is I didn't always understand how I was going to stimulate knowledge. And so if you're from the outside coming in, you would, and you're assuming a similar type of body, how is the light going to come through physicality? How are you going to find more light? Many, many, many questions. So when I find you guys, it's just profound on its own. To find you guys here is unbelievable. And then for you to recognize me is unbelievable. It would look like we're so far down in the middle of the barrel that it's just so profound that we finally get activated. And the activation keeps activating everybody else. So that's really the summary is, it's unbelievable that I could participate with your activation, my activation, and it, all of us's activation, and stimulate even more activation is why, was the purpose of that statement.
I remember that because I came here and I thought that it was the most fun day. It was so much fun. I was so happy to be here. It was bright. And I remember walking on the pier. I remember picking a place to go eat. I remember it was so much fun. I remember I didn't want to go get in the car and drive back to wherever I came from that day to arrive in San Diego that day. Like, I remember I didn't want to leave and go home. But it was so much fun. I remember strolling on the pier. I remember talking and eating. I remember picking the place, like, should we go here? Like, I remember things about it. Yes.
Yeah, and I do my best to standardize the ascension cycle, which is really self-recognizing each other. If I could standardize it in the English language, maybe not possible, is the feelings we have when we start understanding things. And understanding how unlimited we are is the only understanding we need to know. You're going to end up right at the same place. Like, so every choice we have, every decision we make, all of it doesn't have any judgment. It doesn't have any, I mean, it's always perfect. So everyone's perfect with their imperfections. It's incredibly perfect.
You mentioned it's very hard to explain it in this language. Would you like to say something in another language where it's easier to say what you want to say?
Nope.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay.
I always want to. But it's up to us. I'm with you now, and this is how you communicate. So I need to take great care. This is what we've created. This is what we've adopted. We can do it many different ways. But if we're going to be this thing, then let's just be this thing. If we want to change, let's change while we are this thing.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a lot of ways we could look at it, couldn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, so at some point I will find if there is a... Okay, so yeah, very good. Thank you.
So can I get your phone number?
Just look at my BBS file. 310.
I can't know what your number is, baby. Okay, so I love the idea of flirting with our natural loving being all the time. That one is really fun, to just be playful all the time. And I like the seriousness that we adopt here too, because it teaches the seriousness that we don't take anything serious, do we?
We don't have to. There's no need to.
It's really fun, isn't it? It's like, well, I could participate with that car crash, but I decided to drive around it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like there's about enough people on the scene, but I saw it. I should probably stop. And you keep going. And you're like, that doesn't sound like that much fun. I'm filling out a police report. that's going to get more prevalent and prevalent and prevalent. And that's my encouragement for everyone. Sunshine, what are you working on? What are you doing? You can't sit back all day.
No. I carried the first part.
You did carry me. It's a good thing I have you. Otherwise, I don't have a show. Looks like you got a few things written down there. What do you want to talk about?
I do. I'll just go to the next one. Well, there's a couple. I'll do this one. You repeatedly asked me personally how we reach other Christians, and I would add others devoted to different religions. And I've asked friends, I've done research, kind of getting input from them. And then I even purchased, at the urging of somebody, they know me, and a light bulb went off, and they said, you need to get Stuart Swerdlow's Blue Blood, True Blood book. And in that book, he spells out, back in the beginning, how religion was crafted and implemented to be mind controlled for the masses. And it's before Rome. We're talking before the Pope. And I won't get into the whole who ruled what and which alien slave, who were the alien slaves to the other alien people, blah, 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 you know, that have to do with it are. But it was a masterful plot that repeated throughout history and to this day. And it was totally based on fear. And I had somebody call me on my show, and she's so sweet. She calls you, and she will always say that she's, you know, she's from Arizona, and she's, you know, terrified to talk to the millions. And she asked me, so sweet, she asked me, does that bother you? And I kind of giggle, and I said, I don't really think about the millions. I just think I'm talking to Q and Aloha, or just talking to myself and to my people, you know. But I did share with her that, but if I'm asked to sing, or if I sing, I have to press through. I have to press through that fear. I have to press through that kind of reverse pride, if that makes sense. And so on this, and it's based on a fear, you've given me direction on how are we going to reach the masses and to do more research. So I'm still doing it. So I'm asking, am I to step into showing others how to go within? I've felt me on stage before masses before, and that's really about all I have on that. Is that a previous expression I'm tapping into, or is that future, or both?
I don't think I could delineate between forward and backward. So okay. If you want to isolate the information, we can do it again if you like. What's the purpose of the? What would be the purpose of the information anyway? How does it help you?
I'm looking for help on trying to figure out how to answer your question. How are we going to reach the masses? You know, the sweet people that Mermaid met, and she went to church, and they were doing everything right, but they just had that one component. They're going to pray outside of themselves. How do we reach those people? And if this is in fact building our living library for when we have ascended and moved on or whatever, how do we get this on tape? How do we get this forever emblazoned in the library so it will help others not repeat the mistake?
I'll speak for her and many of you, I'm sure, listening. You're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah,
Because I believe earlier today, I can't tell you how to do it.
Can it be done?
You only can tell yourself. So I went right, Aloha, I have a couple more steps for you today too, but on our field trip, I have a couple more suggestions, okay?
Thank you.
You're so awesome. One of the exercises we look at on this type of duality, I recognize that there's many, many, many understandings when I get abducted and implanted, murdered, tortured, to get taken to the dark side, an attempt to turn me dark, and I did become dark. It was really a tool to understand why, how they do it. So the best I can do is probably the Star Wars movies. They teach you why the dark is so contagious, because it's you can do a lot being a dark being. Mm-hmm. Because the light is so naive. It can't believe that there would be darkness. It has no clue what darkness is. It doesn't even know what duality is, doesn't even know what emotions are. And so when we come in here, we're so vulnerable per se. Or are we? Or aren't we participating with the dark? Isn't necessarily our vulnerability. It's just we're playing with less than us all the time, which makes us less than us. Very, very tricky statement. How am I going to stay in a participation? All it is participation. You came in here participating. Is all you're going to end up, that's, you're going to be your gross salutation.
Okay.
Now, how are you going to participate is now the real question. I'm sorry to run you around a little bit in your head, but what are we going to be is all that's left. It's all that's left.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, let's talk to our little field tripper real quick here.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. All right, let's try another opportunity here. 10 years ago, there was a lady that ran this shop, Joan or Gail. If I wanted to get that information, who would I talk to on the facility? Should I just call your corporate office? What should I do? Now, they worked there a very, very long time. And mate, was there a Joan or a Gail that used to work here a long time? Now, you pick where we would go. But I'm really sure I made a friend named Joan or Gail that used to work at the shop. She was a tall black woman, and sometimes she colored her hair white through the middle.
Okay.
Now, I'll let you decide when you're going to do it, where you're going to do it. I don't want to run you around today because I really want to talk to you instead. But
okay.
Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. You can have a hard time finding yourself. But I can find people that know you.
Okay. Oh. Right.
So I can proof this thing out a lot of different people I can do this with. So I know I knew you in another body, and I know I can find people that knew you in another body is really what I'm going for here.
Yeah.
So if we could find that person that used to work with you as an example, what was she like? And you'll never hear anything negative. It will be an incredible story.
Yes, maybe I might get down here another time on the weekday earlier.
Never know. She made a very, just like you, made a very big impact to that area.
She did, okay.
No, you did.
Oh, I do. I made a big impact in this area where I'm sitting at the resort.
In a different body, correct?
Yes, okay.
Okay, so yeah, watch this one, Aloha. Can you prove to me that you've been the same person since you were brought into this reality?
I know that I'm other people, have to be, because there's not that many of us here. So I have to be other people. We all have to be other people.
That's right. You might have the memories, but you can't prove you were in the same body at a full time. Is that fair to say?
Yes. It's so cool. So I love this. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I can see you in other bodies, but you don't necessarily remember the bodies you're in. Is, you know, what I'm doing my best to be of help to you all is why is it so simple for me and everyone forgets who they are, but they really haven't forgotten who they are. you haven't forgotten who you are. You still are pure in your essence, but you're understanding and experiencing another personality in another body. Even our personalities are subjective to how we want to manage them. Imagine that one, Sunshine. Your personalities aren't yours, are they?
I bet some people would be happy about that.
Okay, you're right. And so now the animation of the personality is, though. So we have fun, but our backbone, the backbone of our personalities is true. I really love building things would be about as far as a personality would go. I really love creating would be about as far as a spirit's personality would go. And we don't remember anything as light beings. We don't remember. It's not important because we just keep going forward and forward and forward. And so I hope that's of some help to everyone because it gets confusing when you use the mind to sort it out. But I am me. Well, who are you? And then Sunshine says, let's take our pants off. Aloha has never done that yet. She's not. See, I can see how timid she is. She's like, that's ridiculous.
I'm shy a little bit. I'm shy and I also love platonic relationships as well. Like I love some of my best friends are, you know, like could be men and we're friends, but very good friends. And I'm very comfortable with that.
Same.
Well, we'll have none of that on my watch.
What'd you say?
That's funny.
Well, so you know, there's different levels of relationships, you know. And
I'm good with that. Exactly. That's what is a relationship should be depicted by each individual too. The phones are really funny because you can pick up a phone call every minute now. If, what if you didn't have a phone? You wouldn't have any relationships, would you?
Not many. Less of
them. Yeah, you wouldn't be on this call right now. We're on phones, right?
I'm grateful to be on the phone right now with this call. I'm grateful for the phone. Yeah.
Me too.
It is. When you get quality relationships, thank you, both of you. Thank you so much.
It's nice.
Okay, what else, you guys? What are we doing? I'm supposed to be an entertainer here, so what else are we going to do?
Okay, so I'm on lots of questions, so many. There are occasions when a person is in the presence of another and they're totally engaged with one another and in another zone, another world with each other, just having the most wonderful, elevated experience. And then someone walks up to them and walks into their world. And then it shifts. The experience is penetrated. What just happened and where did this other person come from and why did this other person show up and how can this experience be sustained and protected?
Okay, a lot of questions there, but so you know, when you do connect with someone so thoroughly, there's just no denying it. You can't deny. So I'll be careful. When you kiss those lips and the lips kiss you back, how do you hide from those emotions? Can you answer me that?
You don't want to.
You don't have to, do you?
No.
It's undeniable. So when, you know, when we truly connect you know, we truly see physicality as just an extension of spirituality when we take care of it. We have to take care of it. We don't kiss just anybody, as an example. That's what I'm going for here. We don't touch just anybody. We take great care because we know ourselves too well. We know them so well, and they know us so well. Is what how I'd answer that. But to kiss a rose that's kissing you back is just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now we are working very hard. Please explain that to the human race, that they are throwing that away if they don't pay attention. Your name is Sunshine. You should be able to have some input on that. In fact, we're going to pull your name. You're not Sunshine anymore if you ain't got some words there.
No, I'm totally in agreement with you guys. You guys just have a report point, so I didn't want to jump in. I totally agree that when you, as you said, kiss a rose, that it's a special time.
Very special. She knows what I'm talking about. And she knows those were really just opportunities if we were going to participate or do something else. It's not lost baggage either. It's just at that moment, given in time, you're going to make a choice. Maybe you want to go left, maybe you're right, but we can still animate another body and still enjoy each other. You can't actually prove to me that you're not going to be a 3-foot midget tomorrow. You actually can't prove that.
I'm almost there.
Yeah. So whatever. I mean,
I'm just teasing. It's
too much information, maybe, huh? Aloha. Anyway,
No, don't stop.
Yeah, it's really fun for me because I get to see you guys in all these different bodies while you're convinced you're that body. I just love it. And then,
but yeah, well, we're learning to that we don't necessarily want to be convinced of that. That we're just in this one body. And I wanted to ask you, you know, have you ever been here, but not from source the way you are now? Have you ever been here like we're here and not gotten your memories back?
Yeah, I did my best to. So if I looked at concurrence is probably the best I can do in the words, is I would not understand darkness. I would not understand duality. So the only way to do it, knowing full well I can recapture myself, so to speak, I had to become dark. I had to see what it's like to control outcomes with my mind. The at least in this type of human. So I'm only going to talk about Earth. I can talk about many, 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 many other planets that are similar to this. They graduated, so to speak. That's why you're not getting any help, because no one wants to control you. They would consider you peers. So I wanted to see the only way to know darkness, artificial intelligence. We can go on to wars. All of it is you have to be like them to you. It's so I had to go into the depths of what you might call hell to see what the agenda was. The Bible's making fun of me in many ways. Hanging on the cross has a completely different meaning to me. I had to go get slayed so many times to understand the agenda. How are you doing this, and why are you doing this? Where are you doing it from? Was all my missions have been about is wait a minute, there is an agenda. It's just to get our participation. It's just for us to participate with things we don't prefer, and somehow we sign up for it. There's a lot of that, at least. A lot of us are getting free of it. Aloha, you're a great teacher for all of us, so are you, Sunshine. You're seeing us go, we just don't like that stuff. I don't like Coca-Cola anymore, and you quit drinking it. It's pretty much where you're going. Your politics are going to die. You're not going to, like, why would I vote for someone I don't even know? Why would I, I've never even met these people. And by the way, what is a congressman? What does that have to do with me walking down the street? I just, endless story there. Why do we do the things we do is starting to come to an end. So I hope that helped a little bit for at least the audience.
Yes,
I know I'm preaching the choir with both of you.
Well, it's very enjoyable.
It's very good.
Very helpful.
Do you think we're ever going to kiss again?
Do you want to?
You don't even know that. You don't even know the answer. It'll be platonic, though, as you say.
Well, then you know the answer. You know my answer. And I wanted to say something. We talked last week about that house that my friend had for sale. And
yeah, yeah.
She and I talked. The reason why I'm bringing it up is I had a talk with her. It could have been yesterday morning because she works somewhere that I go into all the time. And I talked to her about, didn't talk to her about me, but I talked to her about, she mentioned her dream is to move to Montana and live on the river. And I talked to her about that and said, you know, that's the most important thing that you want to do. And you don't have to stop yourself by saying, I can't do that unless I sell this house. And we talked and talked and talked, and she was so happy with what I was saying to her. And she also mentioned that three people were coming to look at it yesterday afternoon. We talked in the morning, early in the morning, while she was at work. And it was just such a fun call. I told her many of the things that you tell us about, do the things we love. We don't need to stand in our own way. And we had a really nice conversation.
And when you say that, you mean a conversation where it's not about the facts and the figures. It's like we're connecting on a different...
I focused on her and what she wanted.
Yeah. So thank you very much for that. Thank you so much. So when we get, what's normal is when we get our feedback underneath us, we just ask, we just do our best to understand things. We typically, how can I help you? How can I help you? What are you working on? What do you mean by that? We always ask W questions a lot. Who, what, where, when, and how. What do you mean by that? And what's interesting is your relationships will do the same to you. If you ever have a conversation with you, Nicole Evans, she's an expert at it. You'll call her up and say, I want to kill my husband. And she'll go, what do you mean by that? And you'll completely forget that you want to kill your husband. it just softens everything when great care is taken. This is not about the words of the question. It's so Lucia Nicole Evans actually wants to know how she can help you not kill your husband in a tone that's very stable and the energetics are incredibly stable. So how would you be happy without your husband? Why are you sad now? Why are you happy now? If we use emotions as a tool to relate to each other, it is absolutely
an incredible capability for all of us. Watch this. Watch. I love you. Do you love me?
I do love you very much.
I love you right now.
Okay, so what? Okay, so you can't really hide from that, can you?
You don't want to.
You can't. You can hide from the feelings, can you?
I don't want to hide.
That's my point. That's my point. It's being real, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, when I say I love you, are you sure? How do you know I'm not just trying to get another date?
Well, that's okay. I'll go. We like second dates, third dates. We get to see each other again and have a good time and have fun together again, right? I mean,
okay.
We don't care what you say to get another date.
That's funny that you remember the day. Okay, so
I remembered it.
Okay, so the love that we have is, you can't lie to it, can you? It's just real.
I'm going to tell you something that sometimes you would tell me things on these
it
calls.
It looks like you're telling a lot more people than just me, though, by the way.
Say that again.
I think you're telling a few more people than just me.
So what I'm saying is sometimes you would say things and I'd listen. And then I would say, I wish I had have asked him to, you know, a question or two about what he said, because then I'm wondering later, what did he mean by that? What, you know, and I didn't ask. So now I ask a little bit more so that I don't have to wonder later when I could just ask now and know exactly what you mean. It makes me feel better.
That is great. Yeah, it is exciting to catch some information. Isn't that fun to catch some information when you get these aha moments with information that comes towards you and you go, whoa, I understand. Oh, where did it go, by the way? And it slips away from us a lot of times. Is that what you're experiencing? Sometimes we get all the entire puzzle figured out, and then I can't see it anymore. Is that kind of what you're saying as well?
Yes, but the good thing about it is, you know, I can listen to the call again because it's in the archives. But I want to make sure that I don't have any questions later that I could have just asked in the moment. So, yes,
hurry up. That's the point of the show. Hurry up. What's the question? See, can't do it. That's part of the puzzle, isn't it?
It's just so much fun right now. And I get to be with you in sunshine and it's just so much fun right now. There's no time when we have these calls. I actually get a little nervous the day before. I do get nervous. And then once the call starts, then here we are all together again.
Yeah, it's really good exposure for us too, is just to be our natural selves to take. We just take care of each other when we're talking and communicating. And, you know, what's wrong with examination? You know, both of you examine your experiences and your future experiences here on this radio is absolutely therapeutic for so many people listening, including ourselves, to know that we're loved and taken care of right now with the three of us. But you can see the biofeedback from everyone listening is just nurturing us, can't you?
Yes. It's tangible. Yeah.
It is real. Everyone listening to us is going, that's me too. I just need to know it. They just have to fulfill it. They just need to know it and walk it. So I'm so happy I found you guys.
We're so happy that we found each other also. Well, it's hard to imagine that there was a time where we didn't find each other, but right now we have. So I would have liked to have found all of us sooner. I would have been okay with that, too.
Me too. I feel like I'm in training wheels bringing up the rear. I'm like, I'm pedaling as fast as I can. But I agree with that.
One of the people I work with every day goes, when do I get off the short bus? they have a lot of psychic ability, and they get to bleed through memories, and they understand how it works. I'm like, well, when do I get off the short bus so I can get on the big bus? So I'm like, oh, well, you know, special needs kids are good too. It's all right. sitting right to a Down syndrome kid who goes, you used to be an angel, now you're stupid. And like, I get a lot of those calls.
Sometimes it's kind of fun not to feel like you have to do anything or make any accomplishments there. It's just fine. Like, sometimes I don't think at all about what I want to do and know more. Sometimes I just don't care. I just want to just be now.
Yeah, there's a perfectly said thank you, Aloha.
Sometimes I just say I just want to be. You know, sometimes when I run so hard and fast during the week, I agree with you, Aloha. Sometimes I just want to sit and just be. And those are beautiful times.
You know, I see some dialogue with both of you that is, it's not opposing, it complements each other, but it comes from a different direction. So as an example, Sunshine, when you look at legacy relationships regarding the topic of the light, so how does the light come into physicality? It's tricky to get someone to understand that they're more than just their past experience, whatever, mind energy, whatever you like the definition. So when I look at political situations that are promoted in propaganda, all news is propaganda for one reason or another, we're making some headway to prove that people care about their fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, my question to you, Sunshine, is if you were to take what your legacy relationships, church-bound as well, would most of your legacy relationships be able to understand that these people we worked really hard to get enlightened people into politics. So that's what I'm doing my best to explain today. So we've got more light in individuals controlling the FBI, the White House. We're working really hard to get more posture of love in a political situation that's designed to not have any love. Would the delta between my statement and the religious side, or your legacy, your legacy relationships, we assume, would you be able to now explain that information in a short version? So would your legacy relationships understand what I just said?
They would understand it to be they had Christ in them. They had, you know, the light, which is talked about, and the source, which would be, you know, the Holy Spirit. They would look at it that way, and they would understand that. And I'm not trying to put everybody in a box, because obviously I've jumped out, and there are others that are no longer on that path. But if they are not listening to the Q train, as we all call it, then I believe that they do see that the changes are good, and they do see light in these beings, but they look at it as the Holy Spirit and Christ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so what I'm inspired to do with you, Aloha, is I'm going to go ahead and track down the legacy relationship that we had in the facility you're at, okay?
Yes.
And report back to you. And I'll see if I can set up a conference call. So I don't want you to run around for the cause. But I accomplished several things today. I proved that you're not in another body right now.
I can't believe I'm here. I'm just so happy to be here and on the call at the same time.
But you were excited and inspired to do it. And by the way, your buddy needed the same help and or driving down Mission Road there. And it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Definitely. I'm just looking at the palm trees. It's beautiful. I'm just happy that I'm here where we talked about last time, and I'm actually here during the call. It's fun. And it's fun. Everything's fun.
Right on. Sunshine, do you have any other topics you want to take on today?
I don't think I do. Let me look here. Let me see.
I'm looking forward to more questions, not necessarily from YouTube. What it's like to live on other planets and other places. I'm really
okay.
I believe that information, and I'll save it for another day. But I believe that information, and that's why I'm kind of baiting you a little bit. This should be fairly common knowledge that we've lived a lot of different planets, a lot of different universes, a lot of different people on this planet. And so the reincarnation system is engineered. I think we can get over that one. I think we can get there pretty quickly. Why do I keep coming back and be a different person and don't remember the last person I was? But I'm seeing all over the world. I get the luxury of talking to everyone all over the world. The one most people are afraid to ask me about, what's it like in other dimensional realities on other planets and other universes? And Mike, what I recognized was that they know they're living backwards here. Mm-hmm. So I don't get a lot of those questions because they know everything here is backwards. And if they get the answer of how crazy town, how Crazyville is, it's again based on perspective. Our individual. So Aloha, I feel like I'm tickling her every day, and that's how she lives, even when I'm not tickling her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people we interact with that don't even understand how to tickle her, you know. I'm going to keep tickling because I know where your tickle spot is, don't I?
You better not ever stop. Don't ever stop.
Right.
I have two questions that I'll ask whenever I can.
I'm going. Yeah. I got a few minutes left here. Let's go.
Okay. We refer to these things, places, objects that we and other beings live on as planets. And what are they called on other places that might not be planets? They all have been shown to us as being circular. So what other shapes or non-shapes are they? What are they made of? What do they consist of? Here on this planet, what are the different types of life or civilizations inside of this planet? And we know we have all created planets or have created planets together. How did we create a planet? Did we create a planet instantaneously? How can we see another planet we created? What was this planet like when we created it, this planet? What are the other areas of this planet that we don't know about? So feel free to answer it however you choose.
Wow, you're Ed McMahon. Thank you. You did well
because you can see the truth in your words. We basically make planes, a plane of existence. So if I blanket a reality that I want in the way I want it with others that are with me, we make a plane. So in that plane, if you want to call it a universe, you can, I might want to have a centralized location where we would play in existence. In the plane, I might want a water world like ours. I might want a rock world in my plane. I might want, so your universe is much, much grander than your science will ever teach you. We're creating a plane of existence where we want to go and create, and we can extract it. So when we're done playing in that plane, it can dissolve or we can go create it again. So it's just like a sheet of paper in many cases. I can make an orbital system. I can make a multidimensional system. You can't put rules to the planes you can make. They're endless. So you can put rules to your universe. You can have rules that don't exist. Like here, there's no rules. It's synchronistic. It's circumstantial. There's nothing you can control here. You can try. And of course, AI will attempt to do that, but you still can't even control AI. No one can control anything here. Is this type of plane we are living on. So it's really an endless story, and it's amazing that you would pick up on it. I already know you know the answer. It's time for sushi, everyone. What do you think? Mm-hmm. If you're in San Diego, you got to get some fish tacos, don't you?
I love fish tacos. Fish tacos tacos are my love language.
They even look like love, don't they?
They do. They call
them a taco for a reason, don't they? I'm sorry, Aloha. I didn't mean to hit you. Did we miss her? Did we lose her?
Did we lose her? I don't know. It sounds like we may have lost
I'm here.
Okay.
Where do you want me to get the tacos from? Any suggestions?
Man, it's getting hot in here. The fish out. You're fine. I'm done. I did my job today. It's not too far away from where you're at, so you'll figure it out.
I will.
It's right across the freeway from where you're at. It's right across the freeway from where you're at.
Okay. I see the freeway right now. I'll go under.
It's up right on the other side of the town. That little village area right across from you. You'll figure it out.
I'll be there. Thank you.
I got to move on to the next show. Any last comments, ladies?
No, thank you so much. It was a beautiful show. I appreciate. Love you both.
I love you.
I
love you.
I want to know who you is.
Thank you for loving me.
I wonder if we should replace you with us. I love us.
Well, it is us. It is always us.
I do love us.
Okay, well, I love us.
I love us.
Thanks for helping so many people today, you two. Keep the dialogue going however you want it to go. For the audience, we don't talk behind the scenes here. They come spontaneous, and I appreciate that because we feel what we want to bring forward. So every time these two are talking to me, they marry with what I want to talk about. You should see. I'll assume we're always in peace neutrality, so we're just going to blend our dialogue with whatever we're playing with. We don't actually care about the past. We're not able to do it anymore, and so when these two come forward with me, we're proofing it. We're showing, let's just see what we're all exploring, and
we're excited about is all you have to really care about here. What do you want to do today? Find someone else that cares about you as well. I hope that works for you too, ladies.
Yeah.
It works beautifully for me. Yes, for us. It works beautifully for us.
For us.
I love you guys so much, and I love everyone listening. Thank you for such a beautiful radio show, and thank you for the people.space and for BBS Radio and all the people that support me and sponsor this show and help us all out so we can expose ourselves to each other. Ladies, if you'd like to say a good day, I'll call it a day on this show.
Aloha, bye. Mahalo, see you.
Beautiful love to everyone. Mwah.
All right. Juicy lips to everyone. Juicy lips to everyone. Have a beautiful day. Yes, I'll move on to the next show. Love you, ladies.
Bye.